My name is Steve Stockman. Today is April the 1st, and we are thinking about Mary, the mother of Jesus, around the cross. Let us pray. Lord, we remember today the grief that Jesus' mother must have felt watching her son die on a cross. And around the cross, Lord, we see the importance of community and support for those who mourn. Mary leans in on the other two Marys and James for her solidarity and support. Lord, many of us have been struggling with grief over this past year. And even worse, Lord, in a world of lockdown and social distancing, we have had to struggle without the support of loved ones and community. So, Lord, we pray for all who mourn today. For those across the nation whose loved ones have died of COVID-19, and everyone else who've been thrown into grief since last Resurrection Sunday. Lord, we thank you that your Holy Spirit breaks through all social distances. We thank you that Jesus called the Holy Spirit a comforter. We pray that all who mourn would know the blessedness of the mercy and grace of your deep and intimate presence. Emmanuel, God with us. Please, Lord, in Jesus' name, Amen.
Mary, John 19, 23 to 27. When the soldiers crucified Jesus, they took his clothes, dividing them into four shares, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. This garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. "Let's not tear it," they said to one another. "Let's decide by lot who will get it." This happened that the scripture might be fulfilled, that said, "They divided my clothes among them and cast lots for my garment." So this is what the soldiers did. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there, and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to her, "Woman, here is your son." And to the disciple, "Here is your mother." From that time on, this disciple took her into his home.
Good morning from the Royal Victoria Hospital. My name is Norman Harrison and I'm doing the reflection today. I wanted just to bring you here because this is the morning, Monday morning, when we meet together as staff in the Royal for prayers. And that fellowship is very important to us. And of course, at the moment when we do that, and as we have done right the way through the pandemic, we do so at a social distance, hence these little cards here, which remind us to sit far enough apart when we meet for prayer. So I wanted just to share with you today, based on the reading we've had from John chapter 19, just a couple of thoughts to reflect upon. The first of those thoughts is to do with the seamless garment that the soldiers who are crucifying Jesus are bargaining for, are gambling for, by casting lots. It may be something unfamiliar to you, but there was a custom in the day of Jesus that a mother would make a seamless garment for her son. That seamless garment was woven over a long period of time and given to him in his adulthood. So the seamless garment that Jesus wore, which was part of the clothing that was divided up, was made by his mother, made by Mary. And Mary, of course, was there at the cross and was a witness to all that was going on. But that word seamless has entered into our language as description for something which is perfect, flawless, unbroken, and also symbolizes Christ himself. So I wonder if you'd like to take a moment to reflect upon what seamless means, what it means to be seamless and why we are so dependent on Christ and his seamlessness, and the fact that that meant for us someone who could go and pay a price, who was without blemish, was without sin. Please reflect for a moment on that. Secondly, just to focus on, a second focus would be for me, the Mother Mary working through the issues of bereavement and loss. She was there with other Marys, other ladies, and with the disciple John. And in that context, they were at a time when they were being pulled in every direction, affected by the brokenness of what was taking place, and Mary herself, ultimately, the bereavement and loss that she was going to have to endure. And yet at the same time, Jesus was able to turn to John and say, "Son, behold your mother, mother, behold your son." And know that in the embrace of the family of God, his mother would be taken care of. And I want us to reflect for a moment, because we're coming to a stage where maybe we'll emerge out of lockdown. Reflect for a moment on just how important that fellowship of the family of God is, and how we can see ourselves, see each other through difficult times, times of loss, times of hardship, times of lockdown, and still retain the strength and grace and dignity of being in that family, and have that support and that enduring comfort from one another. Every blessing to you, and a very happy Easter to you all.